Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the program. China is going back into serious lockdown status in many big cities, including Beijing. We can talk about that on the way here tonight. We actually have some other updates on the whole COVID vaccination situation. I know, Aria, you've got some statistics showing people who are vaccinated are now the ones who are dying the most from COVID, supposedly. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Joseph, and Aria.
But Joey, you wanted to talk about this new vaccination movie, a movie called Died Suddenly.
Yes,
that is apparently relatively difficult to find out there. As I understand it, some of the major platforms and such are taking down posts about this movie.
Well, forget them. Just go to Odyssey.
It will certainly be on Odyssey.
Yeah, I'll double check and make sure it is there.
Absolutely on Odyssey.
It is. You've seen it there?
Yes, yes.
Okay. What is it?
So, Died Suddenly is a film, or a small documentary. It's only a little over an hour. And it has to do with people getting the shot, the jab, and then dying.
The COVID-19 vaccine.
And dying suddenly, yes, yeah. And it goes really deep into detail regarding the statistics, like you're going to talk about, and what comes out of them, literally.
Physically. What is coming out of people's arteries, right?
Yes, when they're in the morgue, and what do they call them? Shoot, what's the guy, what's the people's name?
Morticians?
Morticians. There's a morticians, apparently a collective or like a nationwide group of sorts of morticians that are speaking out about clogged arteries and how egregious the clogged arteries are in perfectly healthy people, typically, other than this part of them. And they've shown that on all of these vaccine recipients, they're getting these clogged arteries and dying. And
Or medical examiner? Maybe that's the right term. I don't know.
They are medically examining them, but this is during the embalming process.
Oh, okay.
They have to
remove
things and, you know, drain blood and that sort of thing. And they can't do that. They can't drain blood because the clogged arteries are preventing the blood from draining. And what they're also seeing, just to brief, I don't want to spoil it too much. I think everyone should go see it. It's kind of graphic.
It's only about an hour long. It is quite graphic.
Yes, so you're going to see
if like hospital scenes make you uncomfortable.
Yes,
you're going to have a tough time with this one. There's literally scenes, multiple scenes, and I didn't see the whole thing. Bonnie was watching it here in the studio one night while I was getting some work done recently, but I heard it, and then I did go and I looked at multiple scenes, and I saw, having not even seen the whole thing, many scenes of these examiners or morticians or whoever, embalmers, like reaching into people's arteries and pulling out, we're talking about cadavers here, right? Pulling out these long strands of whatever the hell it is.
They
it's not clear
white
what
protein,
it is.
Protein, like sort of matrixy, threaded, white threaded sort of elements to them alongside with the blood clots. So you'll see really interesting irregular patterns. And I'm no medical expert.
They say this is not normal. The people in this movie say they've never seen anything like this before. But what's not clear, you said protein. Did they actually analyze these things? Because that's what I didn't hear.
They're analyzing pretty thoroughly. And I don't know. This is it's kind of a weird concept because it's not. I don't know if any real medical professionals are in the movie. I got to watch it again to really.
I think there's at least one doctor in there, but
okay. I don't know. There are people of all different degrees speaking in the film, but like specifically when it comes to this, they didn't really make full determination or that this is exactly the correlation, right? It's just, they're showing you results. They're showing you, okay,
well,
here's
you can't
the numbers.
Know for sure.
Here's these people.
Correlation isn't causation. So
right.
We know that it's correlative because
yes,
we know that these
so.
Are people who died, purportedly had taken the vaccine.
Correct.
And then they have all this weird stuff in their arteries that the experts supposedly say they've never seen before.
And they basically have proven the statistics are this correlation is the causation, right? They want you to kind of.
Well, you can't prove that. You can never prove
that
correlation is causation.
Oh, yeah.
You can't prove it.
Right, right.
That's one of the benefits of, you know, being able for these companies, these vaccine manufacturers, they can just hide and say, well, we didn't do that.
Well, maybe
can't
you,
prove it.
If you watch the film, they might convince you too. I think this is a legit film. I think they did good research.
No, it's really interesting.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Yeah, I'm not saying I disbelieve the suggestion. I'm just saying you can never prove it. You just can't prove
right,
it.
Right, right.
But, you know, you can talk to professionals who will tell you, oh, before the vaccine, numbers of dead babies, you know, yep. prior to being born were this. And then after the vaccine, the numbers of dead babies prior to being born
yes.
were 10 times higher or whatever. And they look at some of those statistics as well. It's like,
But the statistical anomaly is like you cannot argue it. Like it, that's the point. It's like the statistics are really showing the connection. And you to be the determination if it's true or not. But it's pretty clear.
Right. Well, the goal of the movie should be to convince people and to give them a reasonable degree of certainty. I think the point Ian is making is that you can never have absolute certainty. You can never be 100% proven to be correct in a belief. However, you can be reasonably sure that what you're saying is right. Like, you can be reasonably sure. I've not seen this documentary, but you could presumably be reasonably sure that the vaccine is what is causing these anomalous deaths. You can never be absolutely sure.
It's creepy as hell, I'll tell you that. Watching these people pull these...
Yep.
I don't know how long these strands are. I mean, they are long.
I don't know if you... did you watch the whole thing?
Or? Like I said, I was in the room
right,
for it,
okay.
So I kind of heard most of the whole thing, but I didn't actually watch.
One of the interesting things that came up, and they only showed this once, is that they had a vial of blood, and they held a magnet to it. And, if you know, you can do this to your own blood, and yes, it has magnetic properties because it has iron in it. So you can move your blood a little bit with the magnet. But what... This blood that they were showing seemed off. Like, there was a lot of separation. Like, your blood doesn't separate that easy. It'll harden. Coagulate before you could see a separation. And the separation is like, it's a lot clearer, red, clear liquid. And then you have a gathering of material at the bottom, which was highly magnetic. And it, I'm trying to put two and two in my head. They didn't talk about this, but I think it might be graphene that they're throwing in there.
What is that?
Graphene is like a nanoparticle that has magnetic properties and can be aligned to form strands of carbon in your blood, right? But they take takes an electrical charge for it to get there, to start aligning itself. And the way this guy was playing with it, it just seemed really odd. It looked like a lot of the other graphene videos I've looked at.
You think this is in the shot? The vaccination?
Yeah, potentially. And they saw a lot of this. They'll say, like, they saw what they thought was, like, coffee grinds in the blood, but it's actually the iron hardening really early in the process. It's just really strange. You got to look at it and see it for yourself, but...
It's a creepy video, and it looks at, you know, basically the timetable after people started getting vaccinated and talking to people that are experts in this field, and it's definitely a movie that, you know, they, quote-unquote, do not want you to see. So I would recommend it to anybody that's found the whole official line on COVID to be suspicious. If you've been someone who's questioned the official stance, the hospitals and the politicians and these drug companies, you definitely ought to see this.
There's nothing more suspicious than, you know, banning dissenting opinions. So, I mean, if this video is wrong, if this documentary is wrong, the way to address that isn't to repress it. It's to present a counter video. Get your own morticians and doctors out there to say, no, look, this is what's actually going on. They're being alarmist. They're exaggerating things. They're making things up. They're lying to you. Whatever the truth actually is, if they're portraying in this documentary isn't the truth, present the truth.
And that sounds like Fauci speaking when you said that. Like, I'm not saying you are, like, but Fauci, you know, didn't vaccinate his family. Bill Gates didn't vaccinate his family. Why are we listening to them if they're not actually doing the things that they're saying? You know, It's really odd.
By the way, this is up right now on YouTube. Somebody apparently just put it on
their
own channel.
Yeah, it's on YouTube, too. Yeah.
So it hasn't been taken down. I don't know. It doesn't look like this is like an official posting, though. It's just on somebody's channel with 1,000 subscribers, so it may not last for very long.
Yeah, YouTube will find it and take it down, I'm sure.
The number here is 603-283-6160. I mean, this is going to absolutely be labeled as quote-unquote medical misinformation. We're probably going to get a hit on YouTube just because strike because we're just talking about it.
Morticians can't give medical information. Think about that.
There's more coming up here in moments. You can join the show here. It is Free Talk Live.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I use an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Med Away, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Med Away has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Med Away can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL. 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Edition. The number is 603-283-6160. Here tonight, you've got Ian,
Joe,
and Aria.
And don't forget, you can join us at freetalklive.com. If you like what we do at Free Talk Live and you want us to continue doing it and expand, then you can help us by becoming one of our AMPS members, as Brianna Hansen has done over at amps.freetalklive.com. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's a way for you to help us get the word out about freedom, because that's what we do here 7 nights a week. Even on holidays, we are here live, and you can join Brianna over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. You get some perks like access to the AMP-only podcast that has our full radio show without the recorded commercials. So go and get that and more at amps.freetalklive.com. We definitely appreciate the support, and you can do it with your PayPal account or your Visa, MasterCard, credit, debit, that sort of thing. It's a Patreon, so go to amps.freetalklive.com. We were talking about the Died Suddenly film that I have seen most of, I guess I could say, and Joey, you've seen the whole thing as
yes.
well. Very interesting movie. It's just over an hour long, so it's not like a huge commitment to sit down and watch this. It's well shot, well edited. It's a really nicely produced movie. It keeps your attention.
For sure.
So it is available on Odyssey, as you guys suggested. I did find a link to one of them, and I just put it on our social media account, which is at ftl@social.freetalklive.com. You can follow our account there, social.freetalklive.com. So, Aria, what other news related to the vaccine and COVID statistics did you have to share?
Well, apparently, this is according to India TV. I don't know where they found it, but they managed to get it into the mainstream, you know, news cycle, because I found the article on Drudge Report. In a startling revelation, and I don't think it's that startling, but whatever, a Washington Post analysis has found that more vaccinated people are now dying of the COVID-19 disease, and 58% of coronavirus deaths in August in the United States were people who were vaccinated or boosted.
Wow. That's working real well.
Yeah. So the majority of people, 58% of people dying from COVID-19 are vaccinated or boosted.
You remember when they were saying the vaccine would be 100% effective?
Oh,
it's 100% effective. As effective as they want it.
I dread to think of any scientist having the nerve to stand there and call anything 100% anything.
Yeah. Yeah, but they did, but they weren't scientists. It was, you know, Joe Biden and talking heads on television.
And Bill Gates.
And probably him, too.
For the first time since the beginning of the pandemic in early 2020, a majority of Americans dying from COVID, though I don't know why they felt the need to repeat that. In September of 2021, vaccinated people were just 23% of coronavirus fatalities. In January,
December of 2021?
Yes.
They said? Wasn't
yes.
that when it...
No, in September of 2021.
Oh, okay.
So a little over a year ago, 14 months ago.
So it had been going. So the vaccine started basically at the beginning of 2021, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, and vaccinated people were just 23% of coronavirus fatalities.
Mm-hmm.
In January and February of this year, it was up to 42%, and now it's up to 58%.
Wow!
So it's got a clear trajectory at this point.
Come on, people! Don't you realize what's going on?
I don't. They clearly don't. And nothing,
you gotta go get your booster.
That's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And just be safe.
I have no regrets whatsoever about not getting the COVID-19 vaccine.
Me neither.
I don't know too many people who are like, man, I really wish I hadn't gotten this vaccine, but I have no regrets.
Mm-hmm.
We can no longer say this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, said Kaiser Family Foundation Vice President Cynthia Cox, who conducted the analysis on behalf of the Washington Post, because that's what they've been saying for the last year.
That's what Joe Biden said.
Yeah, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Well,
not
demonstrably not at this point. Outgoing White House Chief Medical Advisor Anthony Fauci has emphasized the safety and efficacy of the approved COVID vaccines.
That he won't give to his family?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that's what you said. I can't imagine that would be unknown to people. I've never heard in the last 2 years, I've never heard that Fauci and his family wouldn't get vaccinated.
Yeah, no, he said it. He said on national TV, he's like, oh, yeah, no, I don't know what my family's going to do, but we're not going that route, or something like that to that effect. If you watch the Died Suddenly, you'll see the clip.
Wow.
Well, Fauci said that coronavirus vaccine effectiveness wanes over time, and the disease shouldn't be compared to other vaccine-treatable illnesses because of new emerging variants, just like, you know, we told them would happen with a cold vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
It evolves too quickly, and you can't have a vaccine that remains effective against it.
Yeah, let's not forget that all of this vaccination and all this fear is over a, like you said, a cold variant that doesn't kill 0.01% of the people who come down with it.
Yeah, it's like 0.003% or something like that, isn't it?
It's very small. Very small.
So are we saying that the numbers of people that are dying have surpassed the people that would have that died from the actual virus without vaccine, all that stuff? I'm trying to understand. It's like, is these numbers of people dying higher than the actual COVID?
Well, she's saying that the people who are dying of COVID are mostly vaccinated now.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So it doesn't.
So there's other people who die ostensibly from the vaccine, but wouldn't be counted in those numbers, right?
Right.
So if somebody dies because of, what do they call it, the heart condition that people are having?
There's myocarditis.
Thank you, myocarditis. If somebody dies because of that, if somebody has a heart attack at age 25 or whatever, Bonnie's, my wife's, she's got a younger brother who's in the military, and somebody in his mid-20s just died in the military barracks. One of his buddies, his roommate or something like that.
Of what?
They haven't determined that yet.
It's probably myocarditis. There's a decent chance.
He's a young man in his 20s. I mean, young men in their 20s shouldn't just be keeling over and dying in general, right? And he was vaccinated.
Died suddenly.
Yeah.
My message...
But that guy doesn't get counted as a COVID death.
No, none of them will ever... Or a vaccine death. None of them will ever get counted properly because you can't prove it. That it's a vaccine death.
Right.
That's what the mainstream media always says in their fact-checking articles about these things. So, look, there's no proof this was caused by the vaccine. It's like, well, of course not. But if you're being honest here, you point out that that's an impossible metric.
That's right.
And it doesn't have anything to do with the actual truth of the situation.
It's a great cover, too, of what they created.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't prove that the Empire State Building didn't fall on them and then magically reappear back where it was before.
Right.
You can't prove any of this. My message and my final message, maybe the final message I give you from this podium, is that please, for your own safety. Yes.
Okay.
For that of your family, get your updated COVID-19 shot as soon as you're eligible to protect yourself, your family, and your community.
You know, are they still tracking that? Do you remember like a year or two ago or whatever, they actually had the statistics, I guess it wasn't 2 years ago, a year ago, they had those maps, like Google had a map showing each country in the world and what percentage of people had received the first vaccination and then how many people had received two vaccinations, and that number went down.
Okay,
right?
You bring up a great point. Go ahead, finish.
So the number of people who got one vaccine shot was higher than the number of people who got two, and so the question is, how much has it dropped since it's become 3 and 4 and 5? Like, how is it, like a steps that have been, you know, like a step pattern?
Sure it is.
Yeah.
And they're probably not advertising it for exactly that
how
reason.
How bad is it now? I mean, as far as bad, how many people are refusing to get 3, 4, and 5?
How many boosters are you supposed to be at now? What number are they at?
I have no idea.
Are you at 5 shots yet?
Watch died suddenly because they show that the highest vaccinated country was Australia.
Mm.
And the highest percentage rate of deaths with COVID shots is Australia.
I think it was also the highest country with the dead babies, too.
Yes, that, too.
There's more coming up here in moments.
That's what I was referring to.
603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This is no time to walk away from Ukraine. Not at all.
President Biden's comments on Thanksgiving while speaking to reporters on the Massachusetts island of Nantucket. This as House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, said there won't be a blank check for Ukraine as it fights a war against Russia. Biden making those remarks one day after authorizing another $400 million of your tax dollars in assistance to Ukraine. Twitter's new owner says getting rid of child exploitation is the social media platform's top priority. Musk tweeted that in response to a user. He added, folks should comment if they see anything else Twitter should tackle. In a separate tweet, Musk said users outside the United States will see big improvements in Twitter's speed. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open, and you can join the show here. Bring up whatever you want. We're here live on this Thanksgiving Day. Throughout the holidays, you can always join us 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. That's when we're live. If you're listening later on one of our great radio affiliates, then you can always call in during those live hours and talk to us about whatever you want. We actually had a guy on the line. He just unfortunately dropped off.
Aww.
That's too bad. He was actually a radio listener there in Chattanooga. Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. He wanted to talk about the dollar and the... You know, the situation that the dollar is facing all around the planet right now, with the potential for the various different government gangs all around the planet that hold the dollar, potentially dumping those dollar reserves, and that would be a very difficult situation indeed for the central bank in the United States.
If I had better alternatives, like if I was allowed to use cryptocurrency, I would still be doing everything in my power to dump the dollar. And I mean, I still am.
Yeah.
I just, you know, can't use crypto.
We're
so
crippled.
I'm limited to gold and silver and other things. But
which are probably really good choices right now, too.
So is crypto. I mean, crypto is my primary choice. That's my preferred choice. But obviously, it's not an option at the moment. But the dollar, it's a bad asset. It's toxic, and I don't want anything to do with it.
It's evil.
To say nothing of, wars it's affiliated with.
So, you guys, you're welcome to call in about that issue or whatever you want. But we've been focusing on the situation with COVID, the vaccine, people dying at shockingly young ages and otherwise in good health. We're seeing these things happen again and again. There's now this movie, Died Suddenly, that takes a look at some of the numbers and takes a look at some of the stories behind people who have gotten the vaccine and then mysteriously passing away at young ages. Yeah, so it's an excellent documentary. I highly recommend it. Check it out. You can go find it at Odyssey. I did post a link on our social media at social.freetalklive.com. It's just over an hour long, so it's not going to take you a long time to check it out. And then we're going to get into the China situation because it's been a little while. We heard it was earlier this year where... God, I forgot what the city was.
Shanghai.
Thank you, Shanghai.
With one like of the 20... largest cities in the world, apparently.
Yeah, I think it was like 25 million or 26 million people in Shanghai. It's bigger than any city in the United States, bigger than New York City, that was on total lockdown for something like 3 months before they finally started to slowly open up. Well, guess what? China's cracking down again, according to... The Sun, the-sun.com, also Reuters with another report about it, but there are over 400 million people now in China that are on a lockdown status. 400 million.
Oh, my.
That's nearly half their country.
It is almost, yeah.
I tell you, that's going to... 400 million people just locked down to their home? That's going to affect global economics.
It is.
Well,
it is.
They have to be allowed to work. There's no way you can, you know, gimp half of your workforce and be okay.
Well, some of them are being forced in to stay in their factories. And so that's where the protests have actually come in.
We'll still get Christmas gifts.
Yeah, the protests have been happening, by the way, at the iPhone plant in China at a company called Foxconn. Have you guys heard anything about this?
I've heard horrific horror stories about Foxconn going all the way back to long before COVID-19 of people trying to jump out of windows to kill themselves because it's just...
It's so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That it's like slave labor, right, as far as I can tell.
So if you work in a factory like that, you may be trapped inside the factory.
Yikes.
And you've got, like, maybe if you're lucky, you'll have a cot that you can sleep on somewhere if you're not just sleeping on the cold floor or something like that. Hundreds of workers, this is from Yahoo and Bloomberg News, at Apple's main iPhone making plant in China clashed with security personnel as tensions boiled over after almost a month under tough restrictions intended to quash a COVID outbreak. Workers at the Foxconn Technology Group plant streamed out of dormitories in the early hours Wednesday, jostling and pushing past the white-clad guards. They vastly outnumbered, according to videos sent by a witness to portions of the protest. Several white-suited people pummeled a person lying on the ground with sticks in another clip. See, this is for your health. Okay, this is what they're really concerned about your health. That's why they're going to beat you to death with sticks. Break your bones. According to the story here, and there's video, by the way, of a lot of this stuff. This Foxconn situation has been brewing for weeks.
It's hard to get these sort of videos and this information in general out of China.
That's true, because of the restrictions.
Yeah, they have state-controlled news media, and that media doesn't say anything that the Chinese government doesn't explicitly authorize them to say. But there's always a way.
Onlookers yelled fight as throngs of people forced their way past barricades. At one point, several surrounded an occupied police car and began rocking the vehicle while screaming incoherently. The protest started overnight over unpaid wages and fears of spreading infection, according to the witness asking to remain anonymous for fear of repercussions. Several workers were injured, and anti-riot police arrived on the scene Wednesday to restore order. The person added in one video, irate workers surrounded a silent, downcast manager in a conference room to voice grievances and question their COVID test results. It wasn't clear when the meeting took place. Quote, I'm really scared about this place. We could all be COVID positive right now. You are sending us to death, another person said. So it sounds like they're being forced to work despite whatever the COVID testing circumstances are. They don't know. They're unclear about their COVID positivity or not. Of course, there's obviously a lot of fear in China surrounding COVID.
Well, I mean, they get all of their news from the government, so they don't even have the opportunity to be exposed to alternative ideas.
Yeah, they're not watching Died Suddenly. In China, they're locked down. They're not seeing, you know, the same alternative media that we are.
And look how their government's reacting to it. They have their zero COVID policy with even a single case. So if the people in China are terrified of COVID-19, it's because their government led them to be.
Correct.
If you didn't know, China, every single person in China has a cell phone with an app on it.
That's right.
That allows them to enter buildings.
Or not.
Their own building that they live in, or grocery stores, or whatever store.
Only if it's got the green, you know, code or whatever, right? Yeah. If you're red, you're locked out. You can't go into those places.
Something that Elon has praised recently.
This is the vaccine passport?
Yes, basically.
I didn't know that all of China had one.
Every single person in China has. I forget the name of the app. It's like My Something. But
My Health Check or something. No, like
it's
that,
not
I'm that. Sure.
It's not even a health app. It's an app that everyone uses for everything, for purchasing things. So your bank account is attached to it. To your social media, it's all interconnected to this one app.
WeChat.
That's it.
The Zhengzhou campus was operating normally as of Wednesday evening, Foxconn said. The violence had erupted after a portion of recently arrived employees raised complaints about work subsidies, bonuses, or payments on top of usual wages, Foxconn said in a statement. They stressed that they handle all such compensation in strict accordance with its contractual obligations. Quote, with regards to the violence, we are continuing to communicate with workers and the government to avoid a reoccurrence, said the company without elaborating. The rare instances of violence at the plant at the central city of Zhengzhou reflects a buildup of tensions since the lockdown began in October. Many among the vast workforce of more than 200,000 people at the iPhone City have been plunged into isolation, forced to subsist on Spartan meals and scrounge for medication. They're literally trapped at their job. They're living 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at a factory. And as a result, many have fled the plant on foot. This was when it first started popping into the news. We didn't cover it. It was one of the stories we don't get to, right? Like, we don't get to cover everything. But there was a lot in the news about the Foxconn employees just leaving in large numbers. They're like, screw this. We're out of here. And they went with big numbers of people to just run.
I don't blame them. There's not much else they can do. I mean, if you're going to be locked down if you live in China, so at least be locked down
at
in your
house.
That's not good, but it's better than being locked down at your place of employment.
On the other hand, at least you're making some money if you're working.
And nothing to spend it on.
Yeah, where do you go with it? What do you do with it? I mean, there are still stores that will, you know, deliver food to your house or whatever if the government lets you. If they let you out to get it.
And if your social credit score is high enough.
Yeah. So that was like an aside, right? So that's what's happening at one of the manufacturing facilities, one of the largest in China. People are so fed up, they're literally running out en masse. And then there's the so-called security, which are just cops in white uniforms, are literally using truncheons to bash in people's bones to stop them from leaving their job.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, moments remain here. Enough time for you, though, maybe if you get on the lines right now at 603-283-6160 on this live Thanksgiving Day episode. Here tonight, it's Ian, Joa,
and Aria.
Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. We do also have our chat server. People are in there right now. You can go to chat.freetalklive.com and you'll find the instructions on how to get on that server. Once again, that's chat.freetalklive.com. We're going to go right back into your calls and thoughts, and then maybe some more about the COVID lockdowns that have come back in a big way to China, with now apparently 400 million people in that country, including Beijing, on serious lockdown status. And that, of course, is not going to be good news for anybody that's trying to, you know, get business done, like have things manufactured and shipped globally. We got President DeSantis, one of our chatters in the chat room. He says that people still can't get parts from China. Simple things like knobs keep getting delayed. You need a new knob for your dresser or something.
Is this a joke?
No, he's serious.
Wow.
No, he's
find someone like Jay Noon, let him know what you need, and he'll make you one.
Sure. You're not going to get the Chinese price for that, though.
No,
for
but
sure.
You'll get a solid
one
made by a friend and a libertarian.
That's
so
true.
I mean,
let's
go to the phone.
I got Kathleen on the line here in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live, Kathleen.
Hi, Ian and the rest of you.
Hi there. What's on your mind tonight?
I listen to you all the time. I'm calling because I wanted to say I haven't celebrated Christmas in 50 years.
Wow.
Okay. It's just the date on the calendar. And when I was really young, I realized it was totally retail. It was about the money and had nothing to do with religion. And when I heard everything that you guys were saying, I was agreeing wholeheartedly with everything about the stores being open or closed. It's so ridiculous. But when I started studying the Bible, I realized that nowhere in the Bible does it mention that Jesus was born on December 25th.
That's true.
It only mentions his death, Nisan 14. So they think that Jesus was born in October, the rainy season. But,
well, he certainly wasn't born in December.
Isn't it true that the Christians basically knocked off the pagans as far as they took all their ideas? There was this big solstice celebration. Yes,
it had to do with the solstice.
Yeah.
In December.
Do Christians not wonder why they bring an evergreen tree into their home and decorate it? I mean, what part of the story of Jesus do they think that's coming from?
Right.
I don't know. I agree with you on that, too. It's so ridiculous because they incorporated it to get the pagans to come, you know, and I was thinking to myself, wow, 50 years now, I don't miss it one iota. The people that tell me they're in debt in January, February, and March, I said, you don't have to do that. It's just a day on the calendar.
Yeah,
Jesus probably dislikes them for celebrating it. I mean, if there's a Jesus and if Christianity is correct, all of those Christians celebrating Christmas are almost certainly going to hell.
Well, that's quite a view, I would say. But the retail people, you know, it mentions in Revelation when first the church goes down because of teaching these wrong teachings to people. They wonder why people are leaving the church.
Right.
And then a retail will look at this as the church is going down because they know they're next.
Isn't one of the symbolisms of the one of the reasons why Christmas is celebrated on in December around the 25th or whatever, that essentially the 21st, the solstice, is the return of the sun, right? Like that's when the sun starts coming back.
That's when it's at its lowest peak in the southern sky. It was in the vicinity of the constellation the Southern Cross, where it just hangs there for about 3 days, and then it begins resurrecting, and days begin getting longer again.
The sun is being born. Sun.
It has to do with the solstice. That's truly the reason. But see, the pagans way back then with the solstice used to have orgies and all kinds of things going on, and they wanted to incorporate them into the church, so they had to think of a celebration.
So they brought the tree in, but they kept the orgies out.
Well, about that, I'm sure that was going on somewhere.
The mistletoe is there for a reason.
That's a good point.
That's exactly right.
Wow. Kathleen, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, and I'm glad I got through. Thank you so much, Ian, and the rest
Thank
of you for taking this call.
Yeah, happy to hear from you tonight. Appreciate the thoughts. Let's talk to Jack. He's on the line in Orlando, Florida. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to talk about the charity. It's called DonorSee.
DonorSee?
I've heard about it on the Tom Woods show, actually.
What is it?
And it's a company, it's a charity where you donate money to people that, and you actually see where it's going to.
Oh, Donor SEE?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yep, .com is the website, and you actually get to see where the money is going. And I just thought of that was a really good example of, like, how libertarians can help solve social issues.
Have you tried this thing? Do you have a personal experience with it?
Yes, I did. I actually helped a kid get surgery. He had some kind of like cleft mouth palate or something like that. So I was able to help him get surgery or some kind of dental surgery anyway. But anyway, it was really cool because they show you a video before and after. And then I just think it's really cool, and it's so rewarding to actually see the people that you're helping. So
that's
I think
cool.
It's a lot better to give money to something like this than it is to go to a charity where you don't know where the money's going to, you know?
Yeah, that's a cool idea.
I like give directly for that reason, but it's also sort of a black hole in that regard, in that you have no idea where it's going. They're just giving cash to people, and yeah, they're using it in the way that you would expect them to improve their lives and make their lives better, but there's no like paper trail or before and after videos or anything along those lines.
Like proof, you know, the person who's raising the money should prove where their money is going, regardless of the website doing
that's
it.
That's what this does.
Or not. Very cool. And I'm glad there's a site that's fully accountable.
There's another kid who had a hernia, and he needed a surgery to repair that. So I helped with that, and it's just so cool. Like, you know, they're so grateful, and they send you a little video afterwards. And
now, are these happening? Are these international people? Are they local?
Yeah, this is like I think somewhere in Africa or South America. Mm. But yeah, really poor areas where they can't really afford medical care or school, or and it's like you can pay for, really it's just a whole range of things like school supplies, or you know, helping start a school, or for helping somebody get a bed to sleep on, or you know, it's like, and it's really cool. You know, you get to see them actually, you know, actually the money to be put to use. So
that's great, man. Thank you, Jack, for sharing that tonight. Anything else?
I just want to say I really enjoy your show as well.
Thanks.
You know, I actually was talking to Bonnie yesterday on Twitter, and just telling her I was thinking about going up to New Hampshire, and you know, I look forward to coming up there. Thinking about quitting my day job and just starting to write, and you know, that's the plan anyway.
That sounds awesome. Yeah, I mean, if you can make life work without the day job and focus on doing the things that you love, and somehow, you know, keep putting food on the table that way, that's I think a dream of a lot of people.
And exactly.
Especially if you can do it here in New Hampshire, because then you're going to be around a community of like-minded people.
Yeah, you can write anywhere.
That's what I figured. I could plug right in, and hopefully, you know, with the Liberty Twitter and all that too, and not being suppressed as much as it was, maybe I can kind of grow a following there and then start writing and maybe make some money doing that, maybe start a podcast, or I don't know.
There's no money in podcasting, but hey, you know, we'd be happy to hear another one. I don't know. Maybe there is. It's probably not, though. But I mean, I'm sure Joe Rogan's making money. But
yeah, but the market's saturated.
Yeah.
I mean,
every
white dude with a $5 microphone from Walmart has a podcast.
You could be a reporter and go report on things.
Sure. You got to set yourself apart. You know, I think that's
true.
What I'm going to try to do.
That's what you got to do. And if you can get donations directly from your listeners, then it might make it worthwhile. Jack, thank you for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Look forward to seeing you up here in New Hampshire. The number is 603-283-6160. So China now has a record number of cases, despite having, quote-unquote, zero COVID as a policy, meaning that they will lock your ass down until, quote-unquote, zero COVID is reached in your neighborhood or in your region of the city. But now there's 31,527 cases as of Wednesday, which is compared with the previous peak in April, back when Shenzhen or whatever it was having the lockdown.
It was winter in China then, though, wasn't it? I thought we established that they were Southern Hemisphere. I don't remember now. Never mind. Disregard.
Anyway, 28,000 was the previous peak. Now it's 31,527. So there's a new peak of number of COVID cases in China.
Watch, going to be a new wave happening here, too.
So instead of admitting that the zero COVID thing has not worked,
lockdowns don't work.
They're just going to double down, and they're going to lock down harder. And now they got 400 million people going through lockdown in China right now. And we don't have the slightest idea of how horrifying this is.
Yeah.
We saw some videos earlier this year, and just imagine how much worse it's going to get. Out of time for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.